This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. One of the most commonly held delusions of leftists is this idea that government creates jobs, that government creates wealth, that government creates abundance. And the only reason why people are living in poverty today, in their minds, is that government's just not big enough. Government's not handing out enough money or freebies to its citizens. And if government could just be allowed to be much, much bigger, then all the problems would be solved. This is literally what they think. And of course, it's wildly irrational, but it's convincing to some people. It's persuasive, you know, and it's also based in what they call compassion. And it's compassionate to take money from one group of people and give it to another. That's essentially their argument. Now, this idea that government creates wealth and prosperity is quite persistent in leftist liberal ideology. In fact, it's very difficult to get leftists to let go of this crazy irrational idea. But there are a few questions that you can ask people to maybe get them to start thinking about reality and start questioning their false beliefs that they have adopted from listening to CNN or Rachel Maddow or what have you. So I'm going to share some of those with you. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with a special podcast on politics today. You can also follow my websites at newstarget.com, as well as trump.news and naturalnews.com. So one of the big questions then that you can ask any liberal who doesn't understand where prosperity comes from is to say, well, if governments can create wealth and prosperity, then why haven't they done so already? Why is anybody living in poverty? If government people can just flip a switch and they can create unlimited economic abundance and wealth and prosperity, then wouldn't it be in their interest to do that, to flip the switch and then have everybody so happy that they keep reelecting those leaders forever and ever, and they would stay in power forever, which is what they all want, right? So why not just flip the switch and just create endless economic abundance? Why haven't they done it? Right? There's a good question. The answer is there is no such switch. The answer is that everything that leftist bureaucrats run on when they're running for office is a lie. Their promises are lies. Their narratives are false. Their ideology is rooted in fiction rather than economic reality. But so here's another question that sort of makes this obvious as well. If governments can create economic opportunity and prosperity and abundance, then wouldn't it make sense that the largest governments in the world, in other words, the nations where per capita government is bigger than other nations, shouldn't those countries have the most prosperity? Right? If government is more dominant in those societies and government runs everything in those societies, shouldn't those societies have more prosperity and more wealth? Well, which countries in the world have the largest, most dominant governments that are running everything? North Korea comes to mind. Are people better off in North Korea than they are in, let's say, America, more of a free market, a semi-free market nation? The answer is no. North Korean people are starving to death by the hundreds of thousands every few years when the food supply fails because central planning doesn't work. North Koreans are living as slaves under a totalitarian regime. It's beyond communist. It's beyond fascist. It's a cult. It's a national cult. That's so bad. What about Venezuela? Well, Venezuela has a really big government. People there are starving to death. Why are they starving to death? If government can create so much prosperity, then why are people starving to death in Venezuela, as they are? They're dumpster diving for food. I mean, you just look around the world, and some people might say, well, gosh, France has kind of a big government, has a socialist government, and they create a lot of economic wealth. No, they don't. They confiscate it from one group of citizens, which is why the tax rate in France has sometimes been 80%. Might be up near that now for the higher income earners. They take 80% of what someone earns and then they waste half of what they've confiscated, and then the other half, they distribute it to other people who continue to live in poverty, by the way, because the cycle of poverty is never broken by just giving people stuff. That doesn't work. You have to uplift people through education and training, job skills, and that kind of thing, which governments are bad at. Horrible at doing that. So even the best cases that you might point out, well, what about France? Not that great. Government has also made a mess of that, and government has made a mess of allowing the refugees to pour into most of Western Europe as well, which is why there's a political revolt in places like France and Germany, either underway right now or building momentum to blow up soon. You know, the truth is, government doesn't create wealth. I mean, Paul Krugman, the insane leftist economist for the New York Times, also a Nobel Prize winner, which tells you he's full of crap, has said that the best way, I mean, you could hire a group of people using government money to dig ditches and then hire another group of people to fill them in and create government money to pay both of these groups, and this would create economic abundance. This is the kind of insanity that you get from left-wing economists who just, it's beyond delusional. It's kind of a weird, twisted mental illness. I don't know exactly how to describe it. But they think that because they thought of something, that makes it real. I don't know if you remember Enron, but before Enron went down and a couple of people went to jail and there was a massive fraud, Enron's accounting system was based on liberal economics. Their accounting system, which was run by Arthur Andersen, that was also complicit in the massive, massive fraud, their accounting system booked as assets ideas that people came up with. So at Enron, if you got a bunch of people in a room and you just started coming up with ideas, well, what if we did a sale on power where if you use this much electricity in 1 month, you get 10% off on the rest of your electricity? There would be an Enron accountant in that room who would say, that idea is worth $1 billion. And they would literally book a $1 billion asset on their books. And then this would go out to investors that they're now worth $1 billion more. So investors would keep thinking, well, we're making money, and they would pour more money into it. The whole thing was a massive scam. But it was based on this liberal economics that you find cited by people who mistakenly think that government creates wealth and prosperity. The simple answer is that no, it doesn't. Government destroys wealth. Government destroys prosperity. The only role of government, well, one of the few roles in addition to national defense, should be to just enforce a level playing field and have some limited regulations so that the companies and the individuals are playing by the rules. That's really the role of government. And it's a very limited role. It should be about one-tenth the size as it is today. And the fact that government is so large and so domineering and so powerful just shows you how dangerous it is to society, how dangerous it is to our freedoms, and how much wealth and prosperity government is destroying while falsely claiming to be making your life better. Did the Obama administration make your life better as he shoveled us into $20 trillion of debt? Really? Are you better off now? No, you're more in debt because of Obama and because of liberal economics. And it's not going to get any better until you stop electing leftists to office. The only answer is to start electing people who understand economics more like Ron Paul does. Libertarian or Austrian economics, as it's called. Guys like Peter Schiff, for example, or Gerald Slenty. These guys have the answers. Typical bureaucrats do not have the answers, and no, government does not create prosperity. Get that illusion out of your head, and you'll have a lot more success in the real world as we move forward. Thank you for listening. Check out my website, collapse.news, for more news on the coming global debt collapse, which will suck and it will hurt. Get ready for it and be ready to survive it by reading collapse.news. Thanks for listening. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.